the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is proud to announce this year's Week in the Rockies sale, the 6th through the 10th of July, all week long, 32nd annual Week in the Rockies sale, this year happening at the Spring Hill Suites at the Fort Worth Historic Stockyards. You can catch all the action on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 187,000 head will be offered over the 5 days of the sale. Each day, Superior Sunrise will start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. The auction each day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Central Time. You can go to the website to see exactly what cattle will be selling each of the days. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com and check it out. They've got videos for you to see, a lineup of when the various lots will be selling, and more. You can call 800-422-2117 for more information as well. Remember, folks, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the Paycheck Protection Program is designed to help struggling small businesses keep employees on their payrolls as they cover the impact of COVID-19. R.J. Carney, Director of Congressional Relations with American Farm Bureau, talks about why the Paycheck Protection Program is important for farmers.
Even as the economy gradually begins to reopen, farmers and ranchers continue to encounter enormous volatility within the markets. The supply chains are rapidly reacting to the impact of the pandemic. And the Paycheck Protection Program is a guaranteed loan program, which includes $670 billion for small businesses. This includes agriculture enterprises to keep their employees on payroll.
Carney says the PPP is benefiting some farmers and ranchers as long as they were able to get a loan from the program. He says PPP needs to reach a lot more farmers and ranchers to benefit agriculture.
According to the SBA data, a meager 1.5% of approved funding has gone to the agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting sectors combined. AFBF is working with Congress and the administration on changes that will allow more farmers and ranchers to participate in the program, especially since $130 billion remains in the program.
The deadline to apply for paycheck protection was June 30th, but Congress did extend the application window into early August. Carney says producers interested in the program need to take advantage of that extra time to get their paperwork done.
Congress recently extended the application period for the PPP until August 8th of 2020, and the bill still needs to get the president's signature. However, this extension allows farmers and ranchers additional time to consult with their accountants, tax preparers, and financial advisors about the PPP application to ensure all the proper documentation has been completed and reviewed before meeting with their lenders.
Again, R.J. Carney is Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau. Well, the National Pork Producers Council strongly supports the responding to epidemic losses and investing in the economic future. The Relief Package for Producers Act of 2020, introduced by Senator Jim Inhofe, Richard Burr, Joni Ernst, Chuck Grassley, and Tom Tillis. The bill would compensate hog and poultry producers who are forced to euthanize or donate animals that can't be processed into the food supply due to COVID-related packing plant capacity reductions, and then also revise the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter so a pandemic-driven national emergency qualifies for funding. We thank Senators Inhofe, Burr, Ernst, Grassley, and Tillis for their support of U.S. hog farmers who urgently need federal assistance to address this unprecedented crisis. That's from NPPC President Howard A.V. Roth. The Relief for Producers Act provides a much-needed lifeline to thousands of farmers who could otherwise go out of business, leading to consolidation and contraction of the U.S. pork industry. We urge Congress to work together to quickly pass much-needed legislation addressing the crisis. You've got farm news on Ron.
Wheat farmers, here's a variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.